In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workouts. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And this is Aileen's penultimate Thursday episode. And
penultimate.
Yes. And if you are an HBO watcher, you know that the penultimate episode is always better than the finale.
I was literally going to say that I learned the meaning of that word from HBO. And I also learned that the penultimate is where the action happens.
Yep.
The finale is where they close
the denouement.
The loops.
Yes. Today we are back with a non-scale win episode and a Dear DST episode. And where should we begin?
Do you have a non-scale win to share? That's where
I
we
do.
Shall begin.
I do. It's okay. I moved homes. And
yes.
Moved house, as Lisa Vanderpump says. And
I didn't realize she said that.
She does, yeah. We're moving house. And then so, you know, I'm like up in the Upper East Side in our area. There's so much going on. There's so much action. I love it. Okay. Yesterday, I had like a really busy day. Like I had to go out of the apartment three times for three separate things, like real plans. And then, you know, this girl, Be There, her podcast is Be There in Five and her handle's at Be There in Five, but like whatever, she came on a Betches podcast. We become like internet friends. And she was like, so I have a 9:45 Carbone reservation. Like, and I really wanted to meet her in person. So I was like, okay, like I'm going to do it. And the whole day I'm like, oh my God, like there's so many things I'm doing today. And it took, but okay, whatever. So I had the day. And then this morning I realized like yesterday I had that whole day. I socialized. I went to two dinners and I was out. I went to two full dinners. I was out so late and I was thinking, I was like, at no point did I think to myself, I should cancel because I don't want to eat or drink anymore. And I know that like 2 years ago that like I would have like been like, I can't because I would have had to cancel something because I would have like not wanted the extra calories from the drink or like, you know, being
it's
like
really
anxious
just like
around
this,
the
you can't control.
Right.
You don't have control.
Right. I would have been like anxious around all the bread baskets, like, oh no,
yeah.
This is my like second bread basket I've battled today. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So like, I just noticed like, oh my God, like, I don't think I could have ever had like a day like that without that added stress of like, I'm hungry, but I need to not eat because the calories are catching up. And yeah. So, or like I could only have vodka sodas because like, it's kind of keep it. Yeah. So that was my win.
That's great. I think it just shows that like you just went with the flow.
Yeah. Which like never did before.
And also did a lot of activities for you, which is a win in itself.
Yeah. That too. I left the apartment five times yesterday.
Holy shit. I mean, that's great.
Yeah. So
is it an elevator building? I'm assuming yes.
It is. Yeah. But we're on the fifth floor now.
Oh my God. I can't believe we both had walk-ups our first apartment,
yeah.
Right? Mine was like on the, technically, I was on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
My God.
Mine was on the
carrying those
floor.
Groceries. God damn it.
I know.
Can't believe I did that.
I still haven't visited it, even though it's down the street, but maybe I will.
Maybe you will.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a listener non-scale win.
Okay.
I can read it. Hi, Sam and Aileen. Huge fan of Betches and this podcast. I will get right into my non-scale win. I was at the deli today, standing behind a group of girls who are much skinnier than me, wearing those athletic crop top bras and yoga pants in cute, bright colors. A few years ago, I would have looked at these girls while wearing an all-black outfit and wished my stomach were flatter, my thighs were skinnier, and my ass was smaller, so I could wear bright-colored yoga pants and crop tops. And I probably would have punished myself by ordering a salad instead of a sandwich. But today, I saw their outfits, and my immediate thought was, oh, I bet those pants would make my ass look great. I wonder where they're from. I realized I finally had a positive internal thought about my body, and I ordered the turkey sandwich on a roll with chips on the side. The chips on the side is so great when you just like get those sour cream in your house. Yes.
And it's actually like the best part of the meal, actually.
So good. So putting it in the sandwich, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, crunch on that fucking sandwich. Okay. The crunch with back. The gluten-y bread.
Nom, nom. Okay, nom, that wasn't part of her win. Because of your real and vulnerable conversations, all of the body positive guests, and the mid-sized fashion influencers you have highlighted on your Instagram page, I have finally started doing the work to appreciate my body for how it is. And now my Instagram is filled with women who look like me and inspire me to buy clothes that fit my body. I love Carolyn Moran's style, and Katie Storino's book, Body Talk, really changed everything for me. Thank you for this podcast and everything that you do. Sincerely, a betch who finally loves her big ass and thick thighs. I love this.
Good for her through thick and thin.
I love the tude.
Yeah, love her. This is great.
I love
this
positive vibes.
This is a great, great win. Good great for you, win. Betch who loves her big ass and thick thighs. Catchy.
It really is a huge moment when you don't look at other people and you're not like negative about it. And then you're not negative about yourself.
Totally.
Like, it's really a big deal, especially when that person you normally would have been negative about, not like somebody that, you know, makes you feel good about, you know what I mean?
Right, like, right. Everything like, changes, like, when you can just, like, not hate yourself. So underrated, not hating yourself.
So underrated. No, it really is.
It is underrated. No, like, I'm serious. Like, people don't even know. They don't even fucking know. I don't even know. Like...
It is. It's such. It really. I'm just like thinking about or like reflecting on my own thoughts, like looking in the mirror, and how different it is to just not have like destructive, negative thoughts about yourself. Like it's such an amazing shift,
and it's totally and invisible. It's so that's what's the crazy thing. Like it's invisible.
It's invisible, but then it has visible effects. But it's so freeing. It makes you so like such a free person to just like do other things and like be happy for the rest of your day. And not be
free
like
is a motherfucking bird.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Yeah.
And I also really liked her sign off. I bet she finally loves her big ass and thick thighs. Thick with two C's. Thick and thick.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Newly. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Newly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Newly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Newly, that's NUULY.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Newly with two U's, with code DST20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Time for Dear DST.
We have that time. We are at that time.
We're at the time.
Okay, is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm kind of new to DST and can't tell you how much finding this community means to me. I've really been struggling with hormonal acne breakouts for years. I'm not sure what to do. I feel like I've tried everything except Accutane, but that seems way too intense. My acne isn't horrible, but I don't love wearing makeup and it makes me self-conscious to walk around with my acne and acne scars showing all the time. The only other thing my dermatologist has suggested is cutting out dairy and seeing if that helps. I love pizza and really can't imagine this. But do you guys think I should sacrifice one form of happiness for possibly another? I've also cutting out meat might help too, but that's out of the question for me. Would love your thoughts. Love, hormonal acne girl in need.
I don't know how to answer this.
I don't know how to answer this because it is a medical question, but if you I kind of feel like I have an answer. If you feel like cutting out dairy will, or meat or whatever, will like really fuck you up, my question is, why not go on the Accutane if this really bothers you? Like, lots of people have gone on it and it seems, I mean, I don't want to speak to your this person's medical records, but like if your doctor recommended it, my question is like, why not just consider that? And because I think that like long-term, the effect of cutting out major food groups might mess you up more than like going on Accutane for a few months.
Well, I don't know if that's true. There's so many. I mean, while cheese is delicious, there are so many.
It's not really, just cheese. It's dairy.
It's dairy, but there's like vegans who do it every day, and it's not this. I know it's not the same.
It's a hassle.
It's like we're razzle dazzle. I think there's obviously like you can't have it all.
Right.
Right. It's just one of those things. So it's like if you're saying you don't want to try Accutane, but you don't want to cut out cheese, well, then you'll just sort of still have – you haven't solved your problem. So I would kind of just face the problem and say, I've got to do something if I want to fix or if I want to address what I think is a problem. Not everybody thinks it is. You could also get a second opinion from a different dermatologist and see what they say. But if they say the sort of the same thing, then at the end of the day, your doctor is going to give you your options and you have to make the decision, right? What's best for you. And
I guess I'm a little confused why the resistance to Accutane, just because I know it is like a little more intense, but I feel like lots of people go on it and they are okay.
Yeah. I think you gotta like sort of like ask around, say, get another opinion. Maybe there's another approach, more holistic, but I would say food, cutting out food groups is holistic.
Maybe ask people you know who, or like, I don't want to tell her to like go down a Google hole, but if you like know someone who's dealt with this, like, again, it's not going to be the same thing because like you, everyone's very different medically, but I do think like asking around can't hurt because maybe there's something like you haven't thought of or like something you could ask about, or I don't know, but I do understand that like acne, having acne like really bad can, you know, it does have a lot of the same like effects as feeling like, you know, negative about your body. So, you know, if you really don't want to do any of these things and you maybe want to go down like an acceptance route, like that's another option. If you really don't want to take any of these measures and you don't want to wear makeup.
Yeah. That's so. What I was saying is like, then you have to address what you think is a problem. If you think of it's a problem and you need to fix it in your mind, then do the things to fix it. If you're just kind of sort of like, I don't want to do any of these things. Well, then you're not, then you have to just sort of accept the thing.
Right. Another thing is like, I know you don't want to cut out dairy, but I always sort of said like, I would never cut out a food group for the rest of my life unless I had a medical reason to do so.
Right.
So like, if you want to consider this a medical reason, like, and you don't think it would necessarily hurt your relationship with food, like in terms of restriction, like maybe you could try that out and see how it works. And if that's sustainable for you as a lifestyle, because like you said, there are vegans who, you know, there are lots of people who go dairy free. They like their life as a vegan. So, yeah, that's another option. I think, yeah, like Aileen said, like, not every option to fix a problem is like going to be perfect, but I think you have to like weigh them against each other and like see which will be the least harmful to you ultimately.
I agree. Well, we hope you figure it out, and whatever it is, you'll figure it out for yourself. You're on a journey. And if you guys have some dear DSTs or just if you have questions you want us to answer, email us dst@betches.com. If you have a non-scale win, you want to celebrate, email us. Guess where? dst@betches.com. And go listen to DST Back for Seconds. I don't have to explain to you what it is. You already know. You already know that it is an amazing new show that we have with two extra shows, actually. Not just one show, two extra shows. And there's no ads. I just explained it.
And it comes out a day early.
And it comes out a day early. So I just explained it. After I said I wouldn't explain it, you're welcome. So follow us at Aileen, follow Sammy at Sammy, follow the podcast at Diet Starts Tomorrow, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.